You're on Texas Standard Time.
Well, Republicans may control all the big levers of Texas government, but the political divide couldn't be more apparent, could it? I mean, just look at this year's legislative session and the special session that followed, lest we forget just one example. Remember all the angst over the transgender bathroom bill? Well, despite a heavy push from fellow Republicans Dan Patrick and Greg Abbott, the lieutenant governor and the governor, respectively, it did not fly in Speaker Strauss's house. But it was a battle, perhaps more taxing than any of us can imagine. Indeed, veteran political writer Gromer Jeffers of the Dallas Morning News raises what some now consider to be a very real prospect, that Joe Strauss will not be returning to his post as Speaker of the House. Pretty bold prediction, Gromer. Thanks for being here.
Hey, it's great to be with you, David.
It's my understanding that Speaker Strauss has, at the very least, filed for re-election. Why do you think there's a good chance he won't return for his sixth term as Speaker?
The bottom line is, you just said six terms. That's a lot for a high-stress, burnout job. And when I say burnout job, it's a great job, right? The big three, one of the most powerful positions
for sure.
In Texas. But after five terms, you get to the point where maybe you've had enough. You're right. He filed a Friday before sine die of the regular session.
Right.
That's what he does routinely. And look, he knew that there was a special session coming. Had he not filed, it would have given it would have showcased that he was a lame duck. He didn't want to do that.
I see.
I think this time around, he's thinking hard about whether to come back or not. And you can tell sort of because there's rumblings going on in the House itself. You know, members are beginning to think about life without Strauss for the first time in a long time.
That's an interesting dynamic unto itself. But at the same time, Strauss, one would argue, had a spectacular special session, right? I mean, he held off.
Yes.
Dan Patrick and some of the forces in the Republican Party. He's seen by many, certainly by many on the left, as being more moderate Republican, if you will.
You're absolutely right, David. And he's seen by moderate Republicans and so-called establishment Republicans and even conservative Republicans who don't necessarily identify with bathroom bills or even, you know, sanctuary cities legislation. Legislation to curb local control that cities have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those folks see him as a warrior, someone who can stand up to Patrick and now, you know, Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The character that you write about, the Joe Strauss that you've been writing about in the Dallas Morning News, almost strikes me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, as almost a John Boehner-esque figure. You know, you see this thing coming through the tunnel, and frankly, you don't want to be standing there on the tracks when it does.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Except in a way that, unlike Boehner, if he does leave, he's leaving after getting a lot of things done and sort of having it his way. The Freedom Caucus still only numbers, about 15 to 19 or so,
mm-hmm.
depending on who you're counting. He still has firm control of the House. He's proud of the work the House has done under his tenure. And even this time around, I think he feels like they perform admirably, even under pressure.
If not Strauss, then who? Who would be that person that could be that third piece of that triumvirate, if you will?
No one knows, and that's the big question because, you know, you just don't know. I mean, the Democrats have a big say because they will vote in a block, and so that would, you know, I threw a bunch of names out there. Todd Hunter, maybe, Darby, Patty, you just don't know. Remember when Craddock was on the way out?
Yeah, yeah.
Strauss, no one identifies Strauss right away, right, as a successor. So it's probably someone we're not thinking about, but we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
It is a thought-provoking column. Gromer Jeffers writes about politics for the Dallas Morning News. Gromer, thanks again. Good talking with you.
No problem. Hope to do it again soon.